From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, May 30th. Weather-wise today, look for showers and thunderstorms coming to an end. We'll see gradual clearing this afternoon with a high near 85. The SIU Board of Trustees meets in special session today in Springfield. The meeting is at the SIU School of Medicine. The public agenda includes consideration of legislation currently pending that would potentially split the SIU campuses. Trustees are also expected to elect representatives to the State University's Civil Service System Merit Board. The remainder of the meeting is expected to take place behind closed doors in executive session. Illinois lawmakers are entering the next-to-last day of the spring legislative session and are optimistic about reaching a state budget. Budget negotiators won't say whether they'll be ready to take action on the spending plan when they convene today, but they say the operations side of the estimated $39 billion spending plan is in the hands of legislative leaders. Well, lawmakers in the Illinois House narrowly approved a compromise gun dealer licensing bill. The bill would require gun dealers to certify their federal registration with the state. It also requires dealers of all sizes to train employees and implement security measures. Alleyne area State Representative David Rice opposes the bill, saying it won't help prevent violence.
They can go across state lines and purchase these things. We're hurting small gun dealers with this. We're interrupting on our constitutional rights. We're making it hard for people to stay in business, and that's the objective of the sponsor's bill.
Supporters say the measure is a good compromise that will help prevent illegal gun trafficking. It now moves to the Senate. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauter has granted 5 requests for clemency and denied another 59 petitions. The Illinois Prisoner Review Board announced the actions yesterday. The requests Rauter granted ranged from low-level drug and burglary offenses to unlawful possession of alcohol. 2 people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries following a 2-vehicle accident last night in Randolph County. State police say a 17-year-old male from Coulterville was taken to the hospital after the car he was riding in collided with another car on Route 153 at Sarah Road in Randolph County. Police say the driver, 21-year-old Jesse Strait of Steelville, failed to stop at a stop sign. He was cited for failure to stop and for not wearing a seatbelt. The accident happened about 10:30 last night. Well, yesterday was National 529 Day. 529 is a college savings plan that Congress approved about 20 years ago. Most such plans, including in Illinois, are administered by states, but one plan is focused specifically on private schools. Bob Cole is president of Private College 529 Plan, which is a little different.
We are owned and operated by nearly 300 private colleges across the country, and these private colleges offer today's tuition price to be used tomorrow for families, so down the road. And they guarantee that whatever today's tuition rate is will be able to be used in 10 years, 15 years down the road.
Augustana, Bradley University, and Illinois Wesleyan are among the 12 private schools in Illinois that are part of Private College 529. Cole says the Private College 529 plan can also be converted for use at public universities. Weather-wise today, showers and thunderstorms should be coming to an end, and then we'll see gradual clearing this afternoon with a high around 85. Winds will be out of the northwest at 6 to 15 miles an hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. There's a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms again tonight, especially after midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 72. I'm Jeff Williams from WSIU Radio News.